Good, whatever the hell time of day it is. I've had a request akin to the idea of hysterical literature. And for a particular work. And so I'm about to read what I've been given. I have the totally not a Hitachi, but it's absolutely a Hitachi wand in place, and I'm terrified of what I'm about to do to myself. I don't think. Okay, I had to remind myself I made it through my countdown because I swear I feel like this is going to be just another goddamn disaster. All right, here we go. Oh my god, this is going to be so loud. Y'all, this is going to be chaos. Also, this is a script and it doesn't have the which character is saying what lines. So it's going to be nonsensical. I'm going to read them all as the same generic cold reading stage manager. Oh, Jesus. Maverick, Goose, come in here. What the hell's going on? I don't know. Oh, shit. Maverick, you just did an incredibly brave thing. What you should have done was land your plane. You don't own that plane. The taxpayers do. Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash. You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times. Put in hack twice by me, with a history of high-speed passes over 5 air control towers and 1 admiral's daughter. Penny Benjamin? And you, asshole, you're lucky to be here. Thank you, sir. And let's not bullshit, Maverick. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. You need to be doing it better and cleaner than the rest. Now, what is it with you? Just want to serve my country, be the best pilot in the Navy. Don't screw around with me, Maverick. You're a hell of an instinctive pilot, maybe too good. I'd like to bust you, but I can't. I've got another problem here. I got to send somebody from this squadron to Miramar. I've got to do something here. I still can't believe it. I've got to give you your dream shot. I'm going to send you up against the best. You two characters are going to Top Gun. For 5 weeks, you will fly against the best fighter pilots in the world. You were number two. Cougar was number one. Cougar lost it, turned in his wings. You guys are number one. But you remember one thing. You screw up just this much. I'm assuming that's a small amount. You'll be flying a cargo plane full of rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong. Yes, sir. That is all. You can tell me about the MiG some other time. Gentlemen? Good luck, gentlemen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's nonsensical. Okay. During Korea, the Navy kill ratio was 12 to 1. We shot down 12 of their jets for every one of ours. Thanks for the explanation. During Vietnam, that ratio fell to 3 to 1. Oh, God. Fucking Hitachi. Don't send me a cease and desist. I know it's not a Hitachi. Our pilots have become dependent upon missiles. They had lost some of their dogfighting skills. Now, Top Gun was created to teach ACM, air combat maneuvering, dogfighting. This gives me a hard-on. By Vietnam's end, that ratio was back to 12 to 1. Don't tease me. Blinds, please. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun, the first man awarded the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world. Commander Mike Metcalf, call sign Viper. Gentlemen, you are the top 1% of all naval aviators. Sorry, what? Aviators. The elite, the best of the best, will make you better. You'll fly at least 2 combat missions a day, attend classes in between, and evaluations of your performance. This is starting to go badly. I just lost my place. There it is. In each combat sequence, you're going to meet a different challenge. Every encounter is going to be much more difficult. We're going to teach you to fly the F-14 right to the edge of the envelope, faster than you've ever flown before, and more dangerous. Now, we don't make policy here, gentlemen. Elected officials, civilians do that. We are the instruments of that policy. And although we're not at war, we must always act as though we are at war. What are you doing? Just wondering who's the best. In case some of you wonder who the best is, they're up here on this plaque. The best driver and his RIO from each class is on it, and they have the option to return here to be Top Gun instructors. You think your name's going to be on that plaque? Yes, sir. That's arrogant considering the company you're in. Yes, sir. I like that in a pilot. Just remember, when it's over out there, we're all on the same team. Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place. Dismissed. Nice going. The plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room. Overzealous laughter, I should say. Oh, Jesus, oh, you kill me, you really do. No, 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 there's two O's in Goose Boys. I don't get the joke. Disco music playing. Mm-hmm. I'm not downloading disco music for this. Oh, Christ. Okay, hold on. I laughed, and when I laugh, I let various muscles tense up that need to stay relaxed if I'm not going to come on this fucking vibrator too soon. Continue the scene. This is what I call a target-rich environment. You live your life between your legs, Mav. Goose, even you could get laid in this place. I'll be happy to find a girl who talked dirty to me. Mav, you want to know who the best is? That's him. Iceman. It's all in caps. That's the way he flies. Ice cold. No mistakes. Just wears you down. You get bored, frustrated, do something stupid, and he's got you. Hey, Slider. Distracted. Everything is fine. Hey, Slider. I thought you wanted to be a pilot, man. What happened? Goose, you're such a dickhead. Whose butt did you kiss for this? Well, the list is long but distinguished. Yeah, well, so is my Johnson. God, this dialogue minus the movie, it's just poetry. So you're flying with Iceman, huh? Mr. Iceman to you. Hey, Mother Goose, how's it going? Ugh. Tom, this is Pete Mitchell. Tom Kazansky. Congratulations on Top Gun. Thank you. Sorry to hear about Cougar. We were close in flight school. He was a good man. He still is a good man. That's what I meant. I thought so. Say, you need any help? With what? You figured it out yet? What's that? Who's the best pilot? Nope, I can figure that out on my own. I heard that about you. You like to work alone. Mav, you must have soloed under a lucky star. First the MiG, and then you guys slide into Cougar's spot. Who's Cougar's? We didn't slide into Cougar's spot. It was ours, okay? Some pilots wait their career to see a MiG up close. I guess you guys are lucky and famous, huh? No, you mean notorious. I'll see you later. Oh, you can count on it. Fuck, I'm so close. I'm gonna skip the next really bad joke in this script. It'll just come for you. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. This fucking thing. Oh, fuck off. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. 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 Oh, I don't have the willpower to see what happens if I get going. Not by myself. Oh, my God. So. And that's a thing that has happened.